Ramadan Kareem, a month of blessings, a month of mercy. And when we're fasting throughout the day, no doubt we're also looking forward to iftar. This is also a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, that time when we are about to open our fast. But what normally happens is, members of the household, they have their own favorite dishes. And they request the parents, especially the mother, can you cook this dish for me? Can you cook that dish for me? And nowadays, because of the fast food culture, many people order food from outside as well. So some people may have pizza on their mind, some people have burgers on their mind. And of course, this is a blessing, iftar is a blessing, but we can't be too self-centered. We can't only think about ourselves. We should think about trying to provide iftar for others as well. This should be at the forefront of our mind. Why? Because there are so many rewards for providing food and drink to another person so that he can open his fast. Yes. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said that whosoever provides iftar to another individual through halal food and drink, meaning through this means, halal food and drink, the angels of Allah azza wa jal, they seek forgiveness for him at the time of iftar. Subhanallah. The angels of Allah, the ma'soom, the infallible angels of Allah who do nothing but his commands. They only fulfill the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the hadith doesn't end there. The Prophet ﷺ gave another glad tiding. The one who provides iftar to another person out of halal means, meaning halal food and drink, Sayyiduna Jibreel ﷺ, the leader of the angels, he will supplicate for their forgiveness on the night of power. Laylatul Qadr. SubhanAllah, imagine that. Jibreel alayhi salam, who is accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, if he seeks forgiveness for us, then inshallah we have full hope that we will be forgiven. So take this opportunity. Whenever the blessed month of Ramadan arrives, we should think about trying to provide iftari for others as well. Yes, we should think about our own iftari, but to include another person in your iftari so that they also are satiated, they are also given food and drink at the time of iftar, inshallah you will be rewarded immensely and forgiveness will be written for you, Allah willing. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.